Steven Spielberg's pets are off the leash again. It's been 25 years and 4 movies since T-Rexes, Velociraptors, and their variously lethal cousins stomped on screen in Jurassic Park. They're still stomping in their 5th movie, Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom, and the reverberations are particularly pronounced this time. The film opened in many countries around the world 2 weeks ago and opened very strongly in China last week. Before it played in a single U.S. theater, the film had already collected more than $450 million worldwide. That brings the total for the Jurassic Park franchise to more than $4 billion. Small wonder the dinosaurs are still stomping. Though critic Bob Mondello says in Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom, they are once again threatened with extinction.
Jeff Goldblum's Dr. Malcolm has been warning about genetic engineering since the first Jurassic Park movie, and as a volcano threatens to wipe out Isla Nublar and its dino inhabitants, he still is.
Life cannot be contained.
We cloned him, we brought him back, and if the volcano doesn't do its work,
life finds a way.
Kinda like this series, which seemed headed for extinction after that terrible third installment, then bounced back when Chris Pratt did Jurassic Parks and Recreation, or whatever that last one was called. Pratt's back, as is Bryce Dallas Howard, though in more sensible heels, now that filmmakers have been warned about putting damsels in distress. These days, she's punching the villains and calming down a nerdy guy.
Claire, it's the T-Rex. It's the T-Rex.
Stop! It's not the T-Rex!
He's on hand to do whatever screaming is necessary. That's a question you may find yourself asking as they reintroduce the raptors and velociraptors and a new breed called Indoraptors, which mostly made me wonder if there are outdoor raptors. The indoor raptor does seem comfortable chomping on people indoors, and is, says an auctioneer.
This is the most dangerous creature that ever walked the earth.
So of course its cage has a latch without a lock. Spanish director J.A. Bayona has made 2 differently terrific movies before this, one about a tsunami and the other about a haunted house. In the first half of Fallen Kingdom, he flexes his tidal wave muscles with whale-sized dino fish, and he gets to the haunted house part later, complete with monsters on the roof, escapes via dumbwaiter, and much trying to be very quiet in a reptile-infested library. He keeps the close escapes close, the scenery pretty, and he wrangles his digital dino menagerie a lot more persuasively than he does the script, which again pictures capitalism as the biggest threat to dinutopia.
You never thought how many millions a trained predator might be worth?
Speaking of money, the last Jurassic film made more than $1 billion worldwide, so even though Fallen Kingdom is kind of pre-Jurassic in terms of sophistication and only an okay time waster,
these creatures were here before us. And if we're not careful, they're gonna be here after.
This is apparently part 2 of a trilogy. Where's that climate-changing meteor when you need it? I'm Bob Mondello.